Welcome back. It's 7 minutes to eight now, and Gail Conway is here with the business news.
Thanks, Cian. A new report titled Femtech in Ireland has identified significant opportunities for Ireland to become a global leader in technology, research and innovation focused on women's health. It found Femtech attracts more female entrepreneurs and explores how improved support for women's health innovation could address health inequities. To discuss the report's findings, I'm joined by the Director of Health Innovation Hub Ireland and Founder of Femtech Ireland, Dr. Tania Mulcahy. Good morning, Tania.
Good morning, Gail. How are you?
Good. Can you please explain briefly what Femtech is?
Sure. Yeah, I suppose your listeners will have heard terms like FinTech for the financial sector, green tech in sustainability, and MedTech for medical devices. So Femtech is just a term used globally now to describe products and technology services aimed at addressing women's health issues.
So the report finds women's health is often under-researched and misunderstood. What change is needed and what can be done in Ireland in this area to make that change?
Yeah, so I mean, I suppose one of the things that has happened in the last couple of years is there's a realisation that for a number of historical reasons, including excluding women from clinical trials, that we need to do more research into conditions that affect women only. We've also found that there are conditions that affect women differently to men. But we haven't done the research to understand that. And if we do that, we'll find more clues to creating better solutions for both women and men. But importantly, there are so many conditions that affect women that we really need to address, and we haven't.
And Femtech attracts female entrepreneurs. More than 75% of Femtech companies have a female founder. Is this something that if women would understand, not just the technology, but the issues as well?
Yeah, so the women that come into us with new ideas and new solutions, they're passionate about this because they've experienced conditions themselves, realize there's no solutions out there, or they know someone, a family member that's experienced something that's affected them. Yeah.
So there's a need for greater support for entrepreneurs and researchers. What specifically are you looking for?
So we're starting at the basics. We want to encourage and support through funding more research looking through sort of a gender lens. Why are conditions happening in women and not in men? Why are they happening differently? Why, for example, are 2/3 of people with Alzheimer's and dementia women? Try to find out the really underlying research behind that and then convert that information into products and solutions that will help people with those conditions. So 51% of the population are women. They live longer, but they're in poor health. We're in poor health for longer of our lives, and we need to change that. So we're looking for the government to support us through funding for research. We're asking academics and universities to look at all their research with sort of what I call a gender lens, disaggregate the data, look at it in men versus women. And we're also calling on the government and anyone interested in supporting new startups and new technologies in that space.
And why do you think Ireland in particular is in a good position to lead this globally?
So it's a new space, and very, very rarely we come out with a new sort of economic commercial opportunity space that's been under-researched. So we need to jump on it now. But the other thing is that through our Health Innovation Hub activity and our work with Cork University Maternity Hospital here in UCC, we've found that there are a lot of people starting to research in this space, and there are a lot of innovators interested in developing products. And if we can really focus on that and support them, we will be sure that Ireland will be sort of a leader in this space in Europe. It's such an early field. We really want to encourage people and give them all the supports needed to be on that global stage. And really, if we look at what's happening in the economy at the moment with the tariffs in the US, we need to support new startups in Ireland, more startups in Ireland. And we need to get those female founders working as well. So it's a really good opportunity.
Okay. Director of Health Innovation Hub Ireland and founder of Femtech Ireland, Dr. Tania Mulcahy, thanks for discussing those findings this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.